I think on the basis of the first hearing, which we had with HBOS and RBS, actually it has been quite a breakthrough moment. Not only was this the first time we've actually had some of them, like Fred Goodwin, talking about this subject in public, but also they really got into some of the detail, and we had an apology. We had a lot of contrition from banks that until now have been quite mealy-mouthed in accounting for what's happened. So it does feel like a bit of a moment. It hasn't changed anything. We don't really know that much more about what took place, but it has given people that kind of cathartic moment.
And did it answer some of the key questions? They've said sorry. I mean, do we know what level of culpability have they sort of admitted to?
Well, they did get into a lot of those questions, actually. They got into the issue of corporate governance, which is how much supervision did they get from non-executive directors? The answer was they tried. They talked about it a lot. They knew these were big risks they were taking. But ultimately, one of the interesting admissions was that they found it quite difficult to get good, experienced bankers to sit on these boards. And there were not many people around the table that really did understand it. And again, on the question of complexity and whether they really knew what they were getting into, there was an interesting admission from Tom McKillop, the chairman of RBS, saying that actually some of these credit derivatives and things, they just, you know, they didn't know how toxic they would turn out to be. So, you know, our suspicions were proved correct. These are the areas of weakness. It is corporate governance, it's complexity. But, you know, did we really get that great mea culpa moment where they fell down on their knees and prostrated themselves before the MPs? It didn't quite work out that way.
Although, as George Moody MP said to the bankers, they weren't really brought to Westminster for a public humiliation. They were there to find out what the bloody hell happened.
Yeah, they got a bit of both, I think. I mean, we did learn a few more things that we didn't know before. We kind of learned a little bit about the timing of it and when it started dawning on people that things were going wrong. And we got a bit of humiliation. I mean, I think some of them looked... Andy Hornby and Dennis Stevenson in particular from HBOS both looked quite uncomfortable at times. Interestingly, the Scots seemed to come off rather better from it, that... Fred Goodwin and Tom McKillop actually took it on the chin and emerged rather better for it, I thought.
And what about the effectiveness of Britain's Treasury Select Committee? Because in the US, congressional hearings have a fearsome reputation for thoroughness. And yet Britain's parliamentary financial watchdog, you know, has been accused of being a bit toothless.
I think it has been a bit toothless. I think it's getting better. I was relatively impressed with the level of understanding behind some of the questions. What I suppose is slightly depressing is we're talking about events that took place nearly a year ago in some cases. So we're getting quite good at the hindsight game. But actually what we really need is some scrutiny about where the future risks are from. And I didn't hear anything that gave me any great comfort on that.
We've still got quite a few bankers to be grilled yet. I mean, is the main feast yet to come, do you think?
Well, I know. I think this was the first course was the best course, because that's when we actually got to see people like Fred Goodwin, who have been very, very shy. The next hearing is more the current crop of executives, including some of those who were brought in to clean up the mess. So I expect that to be slightly less aggressive, but interesting nonetheless. And there's also, don't forget, simultaneously some hearings going on in Washington at the moment about how the US banks are using their federal bailout money, which, given that those big US banks are some of the biggest employers in the City of London as well, will also be an interesting exercise. So there's plenty more to come, but I do feel that the first round was probably the most thrilling.